Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Saturday, June 6th, 2015, and Catherine was asked by the Company of Heaven and Mother and Father to postpone our usual Wednesday call to this afternoon to give everyone a chance to read the special messages from Mother and Father and join together in even larger numbers for a powerful worldwide.
Unmuted.
Oh, have I been muted this whole time?
No, you haven't.
Well, okay, good. So we are hoping to join in really big numbers today for a powerful worldwide DNA activation for the upliftment of Mother Earth and all of us towards our ascension. On our program this afternoon, we have our host and channel, Dr. Catherine May and our dear Christine. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia. And the New York team are calling in from their home in High Falls. Hi, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Hi, Meg. Yeah,
hi.
Happy Saturday to you, too. Well, this is really exciting. There's so much going on and so much to tell about. I'm just, I hardly know where to start. So I'm really going to leave this up to Mother and Father and Sananda to sort of organize how we're going to go about this. Michael's had a big part in it, too. So we were asked to read the, you know, the message from Michael that was about you are cherished, beloved, safe, and called to unite. And that, oh, I have to apologize to everybody. I sent out the notice saying it was on Saturday, June 7th, and it's not the 7th, it's the 6th. So I hope I didn't cause confusion. I got a message from a few people, and we have been sending out so many messages and working hard every minute to bring forth Mother's mini messages that it's just been like, it's like the city desk at the New York Times here.
That's a great analogy.
So, yeah, we're going to wrap things together, it sounds like. The things that Mother has been telling us as we've gone through the week, these amazing messages she's been writing to us. And there's one more that we have on our desk ready to send out at the end of this call. So everybody make sure you've signed up for the email messages. It's very simple. You don't have to write to me to find out how to get the messages. You just go to the website, whoneedslight.org, and there's a sign up. And that's, you just check that you want to get the messages from Mother and Father and Sananda and, of course, everyone else. And they will be automatically sent to your email box. So you don't have to worry about where the messages are if you miss something. But I do want to alert people. I found out about a rather strange anomaly in this email program. At the bottom of the emails, when we send it out, there's a little place where people can unsubscribe as it, you know, is appropriate for any kind of message that's sent out. The trouble is if you send the message on in its original form just by forwarding it, and someone else gets the message and they decide you've subscribed them and they want to unsubscribe, they will press unsubscribe and it will bounce you off the email program. So if you find you're not getting a message from us for a couple of days, check with the email program and make sure you're still there. It's sorry about that. I have no control over it. I've talked to the email people, and it's just an anomaly in the program. Someone else can unsubscribe you, unfortunately. So if you find you're not getting messages for a minute these days, you can check into the Facebook page, Who Needs Light, and it will be there, so you won't miss anything, but then make sure that you're signed up. So I've been meaning to let people know about that. I'm sorry about it, but there's not anything I can do at this moment. Anyone who has suggestions about other email programs that are really very good and efficient, I'd be interested. So, Meg, we haven't really introduced you. This is Meg, our beautiful co-host, who is our in-house nutrition, Chinese medicine, and acupuncture expert. And she has a wonderful Facebook page where you can reach her and see what she's put there for everyone. All kinds of wonderful free information, including the Eating for Ascension Guide, which is so helpful. People who want to raise their vibration by eating properly, it's very straightforward and very simple and rather inspiring, if I do say so, since she's been a motivator in the way we manage our nutrition. And I wish that for everyone else, too, because it's really fun and it's easy. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, gosh, I have to give up meat. Well, if you are really appreciating the variety and the richness and the endless possibilities with spices and herbs and things from the garden, in the U.S., this is a fabulous time to be a vegetarian because the bounty is just rolling in. And we're fortunate where we are. There are organic gardens everywhere, including in my backyard. So we have access to organic food everywhere, even in the restaurants and everywhere we go. So we're very lucky that way. But the reason we're lucky that way is because people here demand it. I go to the store and I say I will not buy anything if it isn't organic. And every time I do that, they increase the number of organic things they have in the store. So it's an active thing. If you insist you want organic food, you will get it because they want to sell. So all of you, if you start insisting you're not going to buy things unless they're organic and you're not going to buy it if it's packaged, you'll be surprised what will become available to you.
I have a funny story, Catherine, about that. Yes, hi.
Hi.
I have the funniest story about that, demanding organic food.
Uh-huh.
My sister Rebecca, who's 8 years older than me, lives in Madison, Wisconsin. She's mm-hmm. had horses since she was 12.
And she's had what?
She was going horses.
Horses, okay.
Yes, horses since she was 12. And she goes out to groom her horse Rex and brings carrots. And he nibbles on the carrots and stays still relatively while she grooms him. Well, one day she came out and started grooming him, and he refused the carrots. He wouldn't eat them. And she was confused because this was the first time in 20 years that this has happened.
Hmm.
But she finished grooming and went home and realized that the new bag of carrots that she grabbed was the regular conventional carrots. But one carrot was left from the bag that she had the last two visits, which was accidentally bought a bag of organic carrots that was next to the conventional carrots in the store. So she had been feeding her horse organic carrots for the last two or three visits. And now he refused to eat the conventional carrots ever again. So now she's forced to buy organic carrots for the horse who demanded.
There you go. Carrots. How it's done. Smart horse.
Brilliant.
Oh, thank you. That's a great story. Okay, Meg, your Facebook page, Wisdom Within - Meg Davis.
Yes.
So that's where you can find Meg and communicate with her. That's a great story. I'm going to use that one again sometime. Well, horses do have horse sense, as they say. That one sure knew what was. All right, so we have a busy event scheduled today. So I think we'll have mother and father, and Sananda's coming. And Michael is always here on call. So first I'm going to do a little review of what Mother requested of us. And that was that we all read the message and that we all go through the exercise and the activation that she described in the message in preparation for a more complete and general and amazing activation that they have in store for us today, for the people who are here on the call. And they wanted us to be prepared for this. Of course, this will apply to the people who are listening in the on the archives too. So I've copied a small excerpt from the message that Christine brought from Michael about this exciting time and the changes that are happening in our bodies, in our minds, our hearts, and our will. And this was the description of what we are to accomplish first. So here's how Michael put it. Mother and Father now extend this new and remarkable offering to support you. Here, there is a shining sacred diamond of light and sacred fire in the center of your brain. There is another one in the center of your heart and a third in the center of your solar plexus. Imagine these diamonds aflame with the love of Mother and Father. Simultaneously, extend this inner pillar of light down into the center of the earth and up through your crown. Reach to connect with Mother and Father. Mother and Father have a promise for you. When you do this from your deepest truth, Mother and Father will, in every case, respond with the following activation. First, Mother God will place her hand on your heart, and your heart will heal and open to love. Next, Father God will reactivate the connection between your will and His divine will. This connection has been severed in some degree in all of us. Finally, Mother and Father together will help each individual to rework the dysfunctional pathways in our brains that were altered by trauma. They will begin the process of assisting us to regroove the channels in the brain from a misdirected state of programming to the state of true reality, where you will regain the ability to see clearly and to respond to life from the center of your being. The healing activation you receive will occur at a calibration and rate that is set by Mother and Father for your unique needs. This glorious new dispensation from them is their warm hug their encouragement, their magnificent gift of love for the home stretch into our new golden age. Mother and Father want you to know that they want you to succeed, and they are offering you every possible uplifting advantage. I want to add a little comment about what they've described here, about the process of assisting us to regroove the channels in our brain from the misdirected state of programming to the state of true reality. This is what we call visual centering. There are videos on our YouTube channel about using the technique that I've called visual centering. And my book, Who Needs Light, is very much about this unprogramming and redirecting the use of the channels in our brain. This is what's been so hard. This is what's made this phase of our healing so difficult, because there's so many of us who have mega channels grooved into the brain that go directly from a thought or a feeling to a fight or flight response. And this must be redirected and regrooved into a different kind of reality state where we can be alert and aware without any sense of anxiety or fear or vigilance. It's simply a state of being completely awake with all your cylinders operating and with your receptors on. But it's a beautiful, exciting, fun place to be. It's the place where you feel it's wonderful being me. It's wonderful being alive. I love what I'm seeing. I love what I'm feeling. As opposed to the anxiety state that most of us were used to. So this is how they're preparing us to have our equipment, ourselves, our minds ready and open and available for what is to come. Now, I can't really describe to you what is to come. I have to leave that to Sananda and Mother and Father. I have a kind of sense about what they're going to be talking about, but I couldn't describe it if I had to, so I'm going to turn this over to Sananda and Mother and Michael and let them describe to you what the next step will be now that all of us on this call have completed the activation that Mother and Father described. Our brain, our hearts, and our will are all aflame with the beautiful love light, or as Mother calls it, the honey love that pours down through our crown and into us, into every cell. So you should all be feeling lighted up in all of your diamonds and sparkling like fireworks. And now that lays the groundwork for what they're going to help us with next. So I'm going to turn this over. Sananda's here. I'm going to turn it over to Sananda and let him describe what comes next, because this is going to be very exciting, I think. So, are you ready?
Let's go. All right.
Okay.
Give you a second to connect.
I'm just going to have a sip of water, as you often say.
Good.
All right. Well, let's all welcome our dear brother Sananda to our call today to share with us this wonderful news with Mother and Father and Michael. Welcome, Sananda.
Greetings, everyone. Yes, hello, Meg. This is Sananda. Oh, what an exciting day this is. What a thrilling surprise we have for all of you. There has been enormous progress this week. We see, you know, when people are reading the messages, we see them light up. We see their participation and their joy at knowing that they're changing. The people around them are beginning to change. But when you're a light worker and you've been reading these messages, you are changing every day. You are looking within. You've put your foot down. And as Mother described this week, you have taken apart the salad that was your programming, and you're looking at every bit, every tiny hint of the old, tired, dark programming. Now, I have encouraged you, as have Mother and Father, to simply look at yourself as one of those, being everyone, who came to Earth to experience this often dark, often difficult, often destructive place. And that none of us, not one of us, has come through it without tatters and shreds of programming. And it clings to you like a shadow, like a taste that lingers in your mouth. Or, you know, when you've had your clothes hanging in the closet for a very long time and you haven't had that old wool coat out for 3 years, and you bring it out and it smells musty and like some other time and place. It's like that. Every one of us had that in our brain. And then once it's in your brain, it sifts down through your nervous system and into your cells and into your feelings and your thoughts, and you end up ghoulish. You end up creepy with these feelings of odd and dark moments that seem to come upon you and you can't place them and you don't know why they're there. Like people who are depressed, they'll say, oh, it just comes upon me. I have no control over it. Well, this is simply not true. Dear ones, it may be serious, it may be painful, it may be horrible to experience, but you, masters, are in command of it. Now, this was not a popular idea when we first started talking about this a few years ago. People were aghast. Well, how can you blame someone if they're mentally ill? Well, we're not blaming anyone. We're saying, yes, we've all had damage, and we must heal. We must heal together, and we must take command of it ourselves. We've now come through several years of these teachings. Catherine and I have been bringing you this message week after week. We did it in the healing shows where we showed people how to approach a physical illness, how to approach an emotional problem. And little by little, people started really grooving that in. Ah, there's something that doesn't feel right. I'm going to go after it. Instead of, I'm going to drag myself down to the doctor and get some pills. no, there's something wrong. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to search it out. I'm going to examine it. I'm going to put it under a microscope. I'm going to trace its origins, and I am going to be done with it. The messages this week, brilliantly presented from Mother, are all about that. And please, beloved ones, if you have not read these glowing gems from Mother, well, you just don't know what you've missed out on. They are a precious, invaluable gift. If you want to be one who ascends, I tell you, this is the way to do it. Mother should know. In this case, Mother knows best. You know that they have ascended, that they continue to ascend, just as we are looking forward to. We are all in this together. And the way to ascend is to take command of your own ascension. This is not a case of standing at the door waiting for it to open. Not at all. You, each one of you, create your own ascension within yourself. It's great fun if you happen to have friends around you who are doing the same, but it's not necessary. Each one of you could do this on your own if you had to. Thank goodness we don't have to. We have each other. But each one is responsible for the speed and the trajectory of their own ascension. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, is the good news. We are not waiting for Mother and Father to create something so that we can, you know, to create a portal so that we can walk through it. Not at all. We are creating it together. All of us, including Mother and Father. These are the messages you will find so endearing, because in every one, Mother reaches out, embraces all of us, and invites all of us to come close. Come very close. Feel their breath on our faces. Feel their great love enveloping us. Now, is that an invitation you can resist? I can't imagine how that could be. What could be better? Mother and Father pouring their love down on you. And all you have to do is open the spigot. I hope that one gave everybody a good laugh. Actually, there are a lot of good laughs in every one of these messages. It's a new way for Mother to present herself to you. And I must say, it is the way we know Mother in the higher dimensions. She loves to laugh, and she loves to see others laugh. She loves us when we, well, she just beams on us when we play jokes, when we laugh together, when we do our funny dances and our costume scenes and our skits, when we want to express ourselves. She loves it. She loves every minute of it, and so does Father. And they laugh with such joy. It's truly a pleasure. Now, this is how we are going to proceed. What we have to talk about today is probably the most important topic of all. Peace. What is peace? How do we make peace? Well, first of all, I'm going to relieve you of the idea that you have to make it yourself. Peace is not something we make, it's something we are. And mother and father are going to show you how that is. And they're going to help us. It is time. Yesterday, in the Temple of Light, Christine and Catherine called on mother and father and the council and asked, "We want to come forth and we want to demand that today be designated the beginning of peace on earth. We see it is time. We feel it in our bones. We know the light workers are longing in their hearts and have raised their vibrations steadily, steadily, working so hard and holding fast to the feelings and the thoughts that are the ascension path, hope, joy, looking forward, looking upward, not back, not down into the darkness, but forward into the light. They felt it. They know they have been doing that, and they feel the momentum. Together, we have all been doing that, haven't we? Each week, you can feel it on these calls. Your heart lifts with joy. And you so often write notes to each other and to us to tell us how uplifted, how joyful you feel, how hopeful you are, how inspiring it is, and how completely aware you are that this time, this life, is different from all others. And you can feel the feeling of anticipation in the air, the expectation something is coming. Something wonderful is coming. We can feel it. You know, you've seen experiments, I'll bet many of you, where you see an object moving through space and in front of it are waves, like ripples. The ripples are not behind the object. They're in front of it. And as you move through time and space into higher dimensional feelings, higher dimensional mind states, you are creating waves, ripples, ahead of you. This is what you're all feeling. You're feeling each other creating these waves. You're feeling planet Earth herself creating the waves that precede the Golden Age, the fulfillment of the Golden Age, the fulfillment of the ascension to a higher level. Now, ascension is not going to happen in one moment. You're doing it day by day. Every time you refuse to fall into frustration, anxiety, anger, judgment of others, disapproval, you are raising the level of light on the planet. You, by yourself, when you raise the level of vibration in your own house, it creates waves that move outward from you, from your house, into your neighborhood, into your city, your town, your county, your country, the entire world. Some people have called it the butterfly effect. It is a profound profound truth. It is a physical reality that all of you together have raised the light quotient. And you have raised it to such a degree that mother and father have come forward to offer you another precious gift. This time, one that will change everything in your lives. I'm not going to describe it in full. I will leave it to mother and father to do that. But I can tell you, I feel it, I see it. And I am filled with joy and relief. We are all celebrating. We're practically beside ourselves with seeing this enormous, enormous step that you've all taken. You have been told it doesn't have to be everyone. It has to be a quorum. And a quorum is a sort of calculus that has to do with how many light workers and at what level. So when you combine those two elements, it is the expression, the reality of X light workers in Y state, and together it is the point of no return. You remember, we have your backs, and you have indeed reached that point. Now, I wish to turn this over to Mother and let her describe from her own point of view, in her own words, her beautiful, loving words, the gift that we have earned and that they will seal in place for us now, this day, this historic day on planet Earth. Now, I say to all of you, I love you without end. Namaste, all. And you know what that means. The God in me celebrates the God in you. And now, Mother, I turn over the talking stick. I bow to our Mother. And I turn this over to her. Thank you, dear Sananda, beloved Sananda. Your words touch my heart. Your way of presenting me tickles me with such suspense and joy. Oh, we do have a fabulous gift for you today. Now, many times we've tried to explain to you the gifts that we have for you are not because you have earned it. It's not like your third dimension where you perform an act or a service and you get paid for it. This is not. Or even you participate in a contest and you receive the highest score, or you jump the highest or run the fastest and then you get an award for it. It's not that. This quorum of which our beloved Sananda speaks is the accumulated state of being of our beloved children. It's the cumulative energy, the intention, the sense of unity and love that is ignited when many of you together raise your hearts, raise your sights, raise your hopes and dreams. And together you create a blazing light. That is what makes it possible for us to give you this beautiful gift today. It is not just a gift from us to you. It's more like a ceremony. It is a ceremony of light. We wish to be the masters of ceremony, you might say, for it is our agreement, the agreement between you, your mother and father, the company of heaven, all of us, that you have fulfilled. So you have fulfilled your own agreement to yourselves, and we were the light workers, you might say, who have been holding the light to remind you of your promise to yourselves, the promise that one day every one of you would shake off the darkness, would free yourselves from the bounds of and the bonds of programming, of destruction, of violence, all kinds of darkness that has so pervaded planet Earth that you have become nearly inured to it. You see it all around you. You take it into stride as if this is just the way life is. Well, of course, that was part of the programming. The idea that humans are normally aggressive, that there will always be war on planet Earth. How many times have you heard that? It is not true. Humans are not innately aggressive. They are innately brilliant, innately creative, energetic, have tremendous power to create what they envision. All of you, we call you the creator race because this is the way we made you, to be the ones who could strive. You have great energy, wonderful intelligence, and enormous hearts. And along the way, through the ages, there have been many turning points where the ones who came initially from other planets, even from other universes, had a tremendous effect on all of you. And along the way, you agreed to certain things. You agreed to have your DNA changed, not by us, but by your masters, yourselves, those you thought were your guides, those you thought had your best interests at heart, or those you thought you could win something from by agreeing to their conditions. It was a long and difficult road filled with what you see in your war-torn areas, landmines, roadside bombs, unexpected attacks, ambushes, tricks, turns in the road that brought things you never expected, suffering that went on and on. It was never intended to be this difficult or this painful. But as you sank deeper and deeper into the programming and into the destruction and suffering, the fact that you came to expect it was what created it. And the more you expected it, the more it was created around you. We have taught you that. The universal law of flow, the law of attraction, what you envision you will attract to yourself. Now we have reached a new place in this training where you have absorbed those lessons. You have come to trust yourselves. You know that when you envision something glorious, it happens. And often it happens more gloriously than you had even thought to imagine. Or it may come in some completely different form than you thought it would, but even better or more interesting or astonishing in its surprise qualities. That is the way life is supposed to be on this beloved planet, my dear children. Now, a moment ago, I spoke of the contracts and the changes in your DNA that happened along the way, partly because of your own imaginative experimentation. Look around you. What do you see happening in the laboratories of most of the universities and pharmaceutical companies and agricultural companies around the world? They're all trying to modify the genome of some plant or some animal or even of human beings. This, my beloved children, is what led to the problems that you're in now. Your imaginations can run wild. It is one of your most endearing qualities and also one of the most dangerous if you don't learn how to manage it. You are a young race, relatively speaking, in the multiverse. You are beginners in many ways. But oh, what a beginning it has been. And oh, how many lessons you have taken to heart throughout this, well, what shall I call it? Dangerous, dramatic, intense, and challenging learning process. Now we, as your mother and father, have always preferred to set some very general boundaries. They are not laws, they are not instructions. They're simply warning posts along your path of life. When you decided to come here to planet Earth, it was originally agreed that you would experience duality. You would experience the third dimension, being here in dense bodies, but that you would not involve yourselves in the concepts of evil and good. When you allow free rein to your own talents and abilities, your own inspiration, there is plenty of challenge in life. There is no need to, well, what you thought of it at first was just to dabble in evil or to explore around the edges or to open the lid of Pandora's box and see what would happen. Yes, you are fundamentally curious, and that is another of your most endearing qualities. But now it is time to, let's call it, clean up some of the mess that you made in the process. Initially, we looked on with amusement as you experimented with things, but of course, in recent eras, we became so concerned because your tampering with things created such terrible suffering for each other. And yet you insisted on continuing this. As you incarnated here, each one of you agreed to the contracts that were already in place, insisting that you could turn it around. Well, as it turned out, there is no one who can simply turn it around. It required that many, many of you truly understand in the most profound and deep way that this kind of tampering and messing around at the edges is more dangerous than any of you ever knew, even more than we knew. And it has been fully proven to most of you, and certainly to us, that this kind of experiment will never again be permitted within our multiverse. Because there is no soul, no matter how powerful, no matter how dedicated to the light they may be, once they are in a body in lower dimensions, it makes all the difference. It is not that anyone is to blame. It's not even that the condition of being in a dense body is to blame. It simply is a fact that being separated that far from us does not allow you the wisdom, the strength, the inspiration, and the knowledge to know how to get out of it. It's like being stuck in a tar pit. You're sinking. There's nothing to grab a hold of. There's nothing to stand on. And once you go under, you can't tell which way is up. This is what happened. We are here today to celebrate the fact that your stubbornness, let's say, your eons of stubbornness and dedication and resolve have brought you finally to the point where you have been able, by reincarnating, learning each lifetime how to raise yourself a tiny degree each time. Not everyone did that, of course. Sometimes you lost ground. Sometimes you gained in leaps and bounds, but you plodded on. Now remember, you are brilliant souls who came here to join with these bodies because you believed in the human race. You believed that these bodies had such value, are so precious as a group, that you will truly shine just as soon as you get this mud off your boots, and just as soon as you're able to change your minds about some of the decisions you made along the way. Well, the miracle of growth. I'm looking at the gardens. You know the miracle of growth, that a seed planted in the ground with a little water turns into a magnificent plant, a glorious flower, a huge tree. Sometimes you can't tell, even by looking at the seed, what kind of plant will come from it. Well, you're like that, beloved beings. We have planted the seeds within you of life, of joy, of generosity, kindness, compassion, and the ability to see what we see. It is thrilling to us when one of you turns a corner, opens your eyes, and you say to us and to yourselves, "Oh my, I never saw that tree before. I never saw the face of my child quite the same way before. I never saw my partner with such a glow. I never saw life to hold such promise as I do now." This, beloved ones, has changed everything. Each of you, in your own way, has come to understand that some of the decisions you made were not the best for you, for those around you, for yourselves as a race. And in that realization, without blame, without self-recrimination, you were able to say, "This is not what I want. What I want is peace." This struggle, this violence, this fascination with conflict, with arduous struggle, is not interesting anymore. It is not what I want to learn from. I want to learn with joy. I want to learn in the comfortable companionship of my brothers and sisters. I want to grow from the experience of love, not from having to withstand a beating, not from having to prove my strength in the face of adversity. Oh, yes, I learned from that. But I no longer want to be presented with an onslaught of difficulties and pain and conflict. and you're even realizing that much of that pain and conflict came from within you. It took a while to realize there is a feeling within me that doesn't feel right. There is an impulse I see in myself that doesn't feel right. We think of it as instinct, but is this really my instinct? If I don't like it, I don't want it, I don't agree with it, why am I feeling this? And you began to demand from us, Mother and Father, you must fix this in me. And then you started to say, Mother and Father, you must fix this in us. And we reached out to you, beloved ones, and we showed you. This is what you thought you had fixed in yourselves. This was not a part of our original creation. This was an agreement you made with yourselves, with the dark ones, the ones you've known as the Anunnaki, the reptilians, the draconians, and many others, those who came to the lower dimensions to tempt you, to convince you, to firmly convince you that you'd be better off if you would change your DNA in these very small ways. Well, DNA is not something you can tinker with and have a small effect, dear ones. The small effect led to other effects, and those effects led to other tinkering. And soon you found yourselves aggressive, destructive, at times unloving, lacking compassion and empathy. How could that be? It was because of the changes that you made in yourselves, or you allowed others to make in you. I assure you, dear children, it is not the way you were intended. It was not a part of the original template for human beings, for you to be uncontrollably aggressive. That was caused by a change in your DNA. There has been an outcry, but not just an outcry of pain. We could not change things when you simply pleaded with us to feel better. We could not. It was not part of our agreement. But when some of you began to explore, you explored with trying to perfect and purify yourselves in the most diligent ways you knew how, you discovered that there was something in you that didn't feel right, that didn't belong. And that's when you started asking, from a place of wisdom and strength, we need to understand this. We need to explore this. And so, we came to you with these teachings. And so we educated you about your own structure, about your own tendencies. And the more we showed you, the more the light started coming to you. The more you saw the dark ones and what they had done, you went from being the slaves who were not even aware but they were slaves, to saying, wait a minute, I don't have to agree to this. I don't agree to this. And if I ever agreed to it, I change my agreement. More and more of you came to us and said, it is time for us to rewrite these agreements we made so long ago. And so, gradually, the momentum has increased. You have made steps along the way. You've broken your loyalty to the cabal, to the Archon Alliance. And I use the word loyalty because for some time there were many of you, the majority of you, who felt a loyalty, a dedication to the teachings of the Dark Ones. That is changing swiftly. And with each change, with each increment, you were able to raise yourselves. We held you there. And each step up, we held you again. You have some among you who carry the banner, who cheer you on, who are the first to take those steps. These courageous ones have planted seeds of ideas along their path, and many see those seeds and say, oh, we can do this. I have a part in this. This is my call to service, and I'm going to do the best I can. And each of you begin to understand that every one of you plays a part. Every one of you played a part in the original planning, and now every one of you play your unique part in the solution. Now, you can tell I've been going around in a circle, and now I come back to the subject of your DNA. And with it, to the subject of peace on earth. For those two things, beloved ones, are intricately entwined. Because of the request from our beloved children here in the Temple of Light, we are granting you, all of you, what you have all been asking for. You've marched with your placards. You've demanded things be changed. You didn't know that the things that needed to be changed were within yourselves. And the more of you who came forward and said, change me, change whatever this is in me that causes me to be attracted to violence. What is it in me? I want it changed. Dearest children, we can grant you that. Because so many of you have seen it. So many of you have worked so hard to create yourselves anew. You've seen how hard it is, but you persevere. You have reached glorious levels of development where you demand of yourself only the purest, the most beautiful kinds of behavior and thoughts and feelings. And still you struggled at times. We understand that. and we are here to help. We are declaring this, the beginning of the era of peace on earth. Now, we could not do that simply by saying it. We will help you. Those of you who come forward to say, Mother and Father, I trust you. Please restore my DNA to the light-filled, glorious state that I was intended to be before we were tinkering with ourselves. Please restore me. Please restore me so that I can be the compassionate, loving, generous, kind, hopeful, inspiring, and beautiful being that I know I can be in my heart. Now, beloved ones, as we change those strands on your DNA, some will be alighted, newly alighted. The ones that increase your ability to absorb light. The ones that increase your connection to your loving heart. The ones that increase your ability to feel and see and connect with us. Those are being switched on, heightened, intensified. You will feel your empathy growing in leaps. Your generosity overflowing in a new way that you haven't ever felt in yourself before. And at the same time, there is another switch that we are turning way down. That is the one that controls your fight or flight response. That is the one that you would call a hair trigger. The one that caused you to react like lightning in a violent way if someone did something you didn't like. That fiery temper, that quick reaction, feel it, breathe. Allow us now to turn that down. You have no need in a safe world to be constantly on edge, constantly vigilant, always looking behind your back, as all of you experience this. The world itself will change. Now, there are some who will not come forward and say, Mother and Father, please help us with this. They are the darkest ones, the most belligerent, the most violent ones, and we would not ask you, our beloved light workers, to turn down your ability to defend yourself in the face of danger. That would not be fair or right. The wish we are granting you is that all human beings will find themselves feeling less aggressive and more loving. This will be across the board in all humans. Now, the relativity factor is that there are many who are very violent. As the violence in them is being turned down, you will see them becoming more subtle in their thinking, more open to kindness. But we cannot simply open the floodgates and change everyone completely overnight. It would be completely overwhelming, and it would not allow you your free will option to shape yourselves, to adapt to these changes, to shape your qualities and your responses, to be the kind of loving response that you wish for yourself. And so this will be, as always, what we call a co-creation project. We are repairing your DNA. And you will create yourselves anew in alignment with that new configuration, that new experience of yourselves. You will feel it day by day. Now, we don't want for anyone to be so suddenly shocked that they don't recognize themselves, that they can't feel anything they felt before. That would not be the way we work. You see, it is your way as souls to shape yourself every lifetime. You come back, you rejoin with your higher self, you bring the lessons from that lifetime. And lifetime follows lifetime. And oh, many of you have thought, oh, I'm an old timer here, I've been to Earth 3 times. Oh my goodness, children. Many of you have been here thousands of lifetimes. You have hundreds of thousands of lifetimes in your history. And each one added something to who you are. In each one, you created yourself anew. Well, in this one, my dear children, you are creating yourselves anew with a quantum leap. You may feel a little disoriented. Of course you will. Things may feel a little unfamiliar in your own thinking. That's as it should be. Make the most of it. Enjoy it. Don't try to clamp yourself back down. Don't try to go back to old and familiar things. Be the courageous and daring humans that you are capable of being. You don't need rules and dogma. You don't need familiarity. It is variety, you know, that is the spice of life. Revel in it. Search it out in yourself. Don't just wait to see what happens now that your DNA has been shifted. No, search it out. Discover within yourself what you're newly capable of. Go about it as the most interesting experiment you've ever been involved in. this search to find the real self that you are. And that real self was truly made in our image. And what you will discover is that you're capable of great love, great tenderness. Yes, tenderness. Oh, you've spent so many lifetimes trying to be tough, trying not to be hurt, trying to buck up, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps, have a thick skin. Don't flinch. Grit your teeth and bear it. Oh, beloved ones, take a deep breath. Let all that go. All of it. And discover the real talents. The reach of your intelligence. The breadth and depth of your feeling capacity. You are nearly unlimited. Even in these bodies, even in these dense human bodies, you are nearly unlimited in your scope, your depth, your breadth. Let yourselves fly. Don't hold yourselves back. I see you trying to arrange yourselves. No, no, no. Don't do that yet. Let yourselves stretch. Really stretch. Reach out your arms. Put your shoulders back. Stand on your toes. Reach. Breathe deeply. The air is fresher every day. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy being yourself. For there is no greater pleasure than being yourself. There is no greater joy than being yourself among others who are also being themselves beautifully and gloriously and happily and with celebration. Sing with all your might. Dance for all you're worth. And never again fear that someone will disapprove of you if you do that. And especially, please, beloved ones, don't assume that God would be insulted or disapproving if you wish to sing out loud and dance in the streets. Hug one another. Oh, it gives us such joy. We would not ask you to restrict yourselves. Never. To make yourself smaller. Never. We do ask that you be in command of yourself. But that's like being a skillful pilot or a ship's captain who knows the wind, who knows the currents, who knows the ability of his ship. That kind of expertise, beloved ones, is thrilling. And when you combine that with your closeness to us, ah, what we can create together. You thought that every generation produces one or two geniuses. Well, you have a surprise coming, dear ones. There are geniuses all around you. There are geniuses of the heart. There are geniuses of the mind. There are geniuses of physical prowess everywhere around you. There are brilliant stars. The dark ones in your world wanted you to think that only those who could stand up on a stage and shake their booty would be the stars. Only the ones who could work at something that made them filthy rich would ever be a star. Well, that is such nonsense and so shallow. Every single one of you is a brilliant star. Every single one of you has special talents and abilities. You must redefine, along with your DNA being redefined, you must redefine what you think of as talent. You must redefine what you think of as artistry. There was a man who worked at Newark Airport. He drove one of those carts that took people from one gate to another, or that carried people who had a disability. He would work far into the night. People would come, the weary travelers, come dragging off the airplane late at night, having traveled for many, many hours. And he would whiz up to them in his cart and say, "Hop aboard! Come with me, everybody! Now, you see that guard over there? Wave to her." And everyone on the cart would wave. And he'd stop his cart and say, "Look, we have space for one more. Come on, everybody, get on." And by the time everyone had reached the exit, they were all laughing and thanking him and glad to be to their destination and thinking, "My, what a fun day that was. What a good time, and what a lovely place this airport is, and what a nice man. And I'm so grateful for that lovely ride. I was tired, but I'm not tired anymore." You see, what talent did he have? Can you name it? Would he be paid $1 million for it? Would you put him up on a stage and put a spotlight on him? Well, if you're smart, you would. If you appreciate human depth, you would. There are many among you, many. You've seen the videos of the traffic cop who dances, of the teacher who loves her children so much that she hugs them in spite of rules against it, the dog walker who is in such joy at taking her charges out into the neighborhood that everyone laughs to see them come by. What do you call that? Have you put it in the category of brilliance? Genius? Well, you should. Expand, beloved ones, expand. Now is your time. Father and I are here. We are overseeing this project in which we are recalibrating your DNA. It will be a gradual process. Each one of you will be changed day by day according to your tolerance and your wishes your light quotient as you begin with this, but every single human being on earth is being upgraded. Not just given our blessing, but literally upgraded in their DNA. In this particular way that will bring peace on earth. You could call it the Peace Project. But it is not just a hope or a dream. As your beloved Martin Luther King expressed so eloquently, we have a dream. We certainly do. It goes even beyond the dream that he expressed for justice and liberty and equality. It goes to every corner of the globe, every neighborhood, every country, every house will be imbued, washed in peace. And what is peace made of? It is a quality you're not so familiar with. It's not the opposite of war. Peace is the high vibration of the qualities of kindness, tenderness, generosity, and above all, appreciation for the beauty and the preciousness in others. When you feel that quality, the appreciation of excellence and beauty in others, you create peace in yourself and in the world. As I wrote in my message of today, peace is something you do, and it is something you are. It is a way of life. It is a way of being. It is an energy. And it is a virtue that is now innate in your human form. Now that you are innately peaceful beings, you will learn to change your thinking, to change your idea about what you think people are. If you have any of those favorite sayings in your repertoire, oh, people are out for themselves. People are selfish. People are unfriendly. Banish those sayings. Banish those thoughts. They are not true. People are innately beautiful. People are innately peaceful, loving, generous, compassionate, forgiving, and kind. This is the world you will create with those qualities in your DNA and with those qualities in your heart and in your intentions. For this is not a simple gift, beloved ones. We are not bestowing this upon you. We are making it possible for you to live up to your own DNA. And you will find that you are brilliant creations, every one of you. Begin to look with new eyes. Look deeply into the people around you. You will see them beginning to stretch and grow like a seed sprouting. First you see a leaf and a stem. And then you see more leaves, stronger stem. And soon you see flowers blooming. Will everyone be the same flower? Of course not. There is tremendous variety and pleasure, and this is what makes it so wonderful. Peace will not bring boredom, I guarantee you that. It will bring celebration, prosperity, feelings of plenty, and the kind of reach, a hand clasp across the globe, across the universe, across the multiverse, you will find yourselves reaching. And your reach will be met with the clasp of a hand, ours, your mother and father, the company of heaven, your galactic brothers and sisters who are reaching for you, and many, many more surprises. Oh, what surprises you have to come. Father is here with me, with tears in his eyes, tears of joy and celebration that at last we can see our beloved children restored. Restored to the glorious beings you were all intended to be. You will have your paradise on earth. It will be more glorious than anything you have imagined before, because you couldn't imagine this freedom, this ease with which you will proceed. And as you get used to your new configuration, your new state of being, everything will get easier. Everything will be wondrous to you, inside yourself and out. I cannot describe to you what you will see or what you will feel, because for each of you, your experience will be unique. But you must open your sights. Open your hearts. Yes, I place my hand upon your hearts to remind you of the activation we did earlier. Father is placing the connection to his divine will with yours. And now we hold your head. Your precious mind and brain to ease and comfort and restore the channels of light. You are whole, beloved ones. You are created in the image of God. You are beautiful beyond description. We love you with all our hearts. We are your mother and father. Beside you, every step of this beautiful way that we share together now. Namaste, our beloved children. Namaste. Peace be with you.
And also with you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. That was beyond anything I've ever felt before from Mother. When she said, "Peace be with you." I saw her vision of the entire world. There is a golden, what we used to call the grid, is like a golden blanket. Oh, that doesn't even describe it. Golden light surrounding the earth. And every person on it, and she can see every single person on the face of the planet, well, and inside too. And every single person is being touched by this light. We are truly receiving an upgrade to our DNA. I can feel it in my brain and down my spine and in my feet even. My electrical connection to the earth, I can feel it everywhere in my body. It's just vibrating. Oh, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. We are truly created new now. We just need to live up to it. I think we'll be getting some help with that. They never leave us hanging with this kind of thing. We're going to be getting a lot of help. I think this is where the mentors come in. I think we're going to be getting a lot of help. So we've had some lessons in the past about how to connect with our higher self, how to connect with our twin flame. That's going to make this whole process much easier and more fun. Because they are already in the state of elevated DNA. So now we can really be partners with our own twin flame, our own higher self, and we're more evenly matched. Woohoo! Wow. Well, I don't think there's any way to follow that.
With, no, I agree.
Much commentary or questioning. I think it's, this was really historic.
It's so, It's so funny, Catherine, because when Sananda was saying the ripples go out in front,
uh-huh.
I have a pond on my land, and I'll walk the dogs, and I'll know a frog has jumped in the pond when I see the ripples from the side
mm-hmm.
start going out. And I felt that from Mother, because I've just said in the last couple of days, this ripple, I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to go to events where we sing and dance, I want to be with others who sing and dance. And I bet you there's many who are feeling this right now, who have said just the same thing, that there's something alive coming. The ripples came ahead even of Mother's comment, Mother's message today, where it's now resonating. I went, oh, yes, yes, this is what's been coming, this gathering, this community that we all want to be a part of, where we're celebrating and singing and appreciating each other and being together in these holding hand events. So all
and you
there.
Here, Meg, sent out an email about to friends and family about galactic karaoke. And this week, Jade signed up for the jazz singing group at school. And I'm playing Tina Turner. And dancing to rolling on the river.
Oh, so, yes,
we're all singing and dancing. Yeah, we felt the ripples coming.
Yes. So jump on, put on your party dress. Let's go. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, thank you, Meg. Thank you, Father Sananda. Michael, who's here in his costume.
Oh, please tell us. Please
tell us.
It's
got a lot of gold braid on it. And it's bright blue. Oh, he's funny. And he can dance. Oh, my goodness, can he dance? He knows every dance. There is, I think. You know, they've been around a long time, and they can see everything that's going on. So those who really like singing and dancing learn the music, and they learn the dances, and they know all about the things that we do. So our company of heaven has remarkable talents among them. So they have a lot to teach. And we have a lot to teach each other.
Hmm. Hmm.
This is going to be a very interesting time. Well, I think following on that, we should be playing Happy.
Oh, yes, let's.
We should close with this really fun song that everybody knows. And now, as far as I know, we're meeting again Wednesday night for our regular radio show. So we'll plan on Wednesday night at 8 Eastern Daylight Time. And I hope I didn't confuse too many people about the Saturday, June 7th. It is June 6th. But this will be in the archives so everyone can enjoy it. And I recommend that you listen a couple of times because there was a lot encoded in this call.
Mm-hmm.
Mother had messages in every sentence and pictures that she was transmitting with every sentence. So when you listen, and you open your sights, you'll see the pictures that she embedded with the words. That makes it. It's like watching a video. Because you hear her words and you see the pictures she's presenting. It's really fun. So we have another message that she's sending out, and she said she came to Christine with a shirt that's a piece T-shirt and a tool belt. A sign. Carrying a peace sign. So that's message for today. You'll see Mother with her big peace sign and her shirt and her tool belt. Now, you know from the message she just gave us that the tool belt implies that this is for you to create. You've got your hammer and your wrench and your, you know, you're going to build something with this. So that's why she came with the tool belt, too. So that we would begin building with what they've just given us. So I certainly look forward to seeing what this week brings.
Yes, indeed.
So here we go. Going to put on the music and say so long to everybody. Good afternoon.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Yes, you too, Catherine. We'll see you
good
on
evening,
Wednesday.
Good morning to everyone listening.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bye-bye.